Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
I'm Kate Spencer.
We're not experts.
We're just two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode
it
where
is.
We hear from our listeners.
And hear from you we did.
Oh, we sure did.
Which is such a treat.
It's always a treat. Should I kick things off with this email?
Go for it, Dori.
Okay, great. Hi, Kate and Dori. I've only recently discovered the joy of Forever 35. I really love the last episode with Maureen Gu and wanted to know if you have any other YA books you would recommend. I'd be especially grateful for anything that might be an oasis from anxiety during a major life transition. Thanks so much for your wonderful podcast.
So my first question to this listener is, what is an oasis for you when you have anxiety? For me, it's like romantic fluff.
Mm-hmm.
But for some people, it could be mysteries, thrillers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I don't know. We need to know a little bit more about your oasis. But we'll do our best to give recommendations regardless.
Totally. For me, it's like cozy mysteries.
Yeah, I've never even dabbled in cozy mystery.
They're so satisfying. And
you've recommended one on the podcast before.
Yes, and I just finished all 13
oh my God.
of the Maisie Dobbs books.
Those are not young adult.
No, they're not.
They're adult.
They're adult.
But they are cozy.
Oh, they're real cozy.
Are they scary?
No.
Okay.
There's like, in every one of them, there's one moment where you're like, and then you're like, do. They're not scary. I don't like scary.
That sounds like
And I don't like violent, really. I mean, there's usually a murder,
mm-hmm.
to be perfectly honest.
But is it cozy?
Yeah, it's not like gruesomely described. There's this other series that I tried reading, the Maggie Hope series, which was like a blatant ripoff of the Maisie Dobbs series.
Okay.
And it was not as good. And I found it was a little sort of like deliberately graphic for my taste.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, thank you.
A little like, a little Nazi pornish.
Oh.
You know?
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, nope. That doesn't sound
nope.
like an oasis from
no,
anything.
No, I had to stop reading it.
Yeah.
Went back to Maisie.
Okay.
Anyway, sorry, got a sidetrack.
No, but I think that's a good recommendation. I mean, I think probably what the listener is asking is just something that is light in whatever way mm-hmm. you interpret that
mm-hmm.
and you can that you know those books you just like tear through and
totally.
They're so delicious.
So what are some YA books that you've read? That
well,
you...
Jenny Han, who has been a guest on the podcast, writes really, really fun romantic YA. Stephanie Perkins is another YA author who I love, who writes kind of, I'm a really big fan of contemporary romance when
mm-hmm,
it comes to
mm-hmm.
especially YA. Jennifer E. Smith, Amy Spalding, who's been a guest. Nicole Yoon's books, they're a little heavier,
mm-hmm.
But they're also great. And then there's an author called Sarah J. Maas
mm-hmm.
who I got really into. She writes like full on fantasy books.
Mm.
I've never had read fantasy. I'm not even sure why I start. I had friends who were really into them and they are technically YA, but I think they skew older and there is like sex in them that's like pretty intense, but it is an oasis.
Sure.
And, I really enjoyed, and then I listed a couple books that I want to read. I have a huge stack that I'm working through and all of these are YA. Dread Nation by Justina Ireland is one I really want to read. One of Us is Lying by Karen McManus, which is like a murder mystery that I've heard is really great. And then my friends Christina Lauren wrote a book called Autobiography, which I haven't had a chance to read yet, and I'm really dying to read. And that is, I believe, has a romantic element.
Brandi Colbert's Little and Lion.
Oh, yes.
Is also really good. And she has a new book coming out, I think, in August. That sounds really great. So she's another author who I would recommend.
Yeah. I mean, there are so many excellent YA books that I feel like you could head down to your local bookstore if that's accessible to you and ask whoever is working, or, you know, hop on any independent bookseller site and totally dig in.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And it's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Nice. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
Yeah.
Should we hear a voicemail?
Yeah, just do you mind giving me a second to cue it up?
Sure.
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
This is Leela calling from Portland, Maine. I have a question for you guys, or maybe a couple. I recently bought a condo, and I am currently moving into it. Actually, right now, I am painting cabinets. And I just wanted to know if you guys had any advice for self-care during moving. How do you find the time to continue a self-care routine when you have so much to do? You know, especially I've been buying this place by myself, so just moving logistically and doing all this painting. And then the space is also a lot bigger than what I'm used to living in, and I have so little things to furnish or decorate it with. And since I just bought it, now I have so little money. So also, do you have any suggestions for how to make a place feel like home when there's not much to put in there? And I also just want to say I love your show. I listen to it all the time. It makes me feel like I'm hanging out with friends when really I'm just washing dishes alone. Thank you. Bye.
Love Portland, Maine.
I went to college very close to Portland, Maine. Love a Gritty's Best Brown, my favorite beer from Maine.
Mm.
Love Maine in general.
Love Maine.
Now,
congratulations.
Yeah, that's a huge deal. Yeah. Buying your own condo is amazing.
It's amazing.
And I want to say that I Googled the closest IKEA to you, and it's in Staunton, Massachusetts, about 2 hours and 11 minutes away from Portland.
I think it's Staunton.
I am from Massachusetts, but I don't know how to say the names of approximately 90% of the towns.
Oh, it's also hard because they're not pronounced the way they should be most of the time.
Staunton?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever said that town out loud.
I feel like we might have played them in sports.
Anyway. So I think self-care while moving is hard.
Really hard.
And part of me wants to say you kind of just have to barrel through the move
mm-hmm.
and get out on the other end.
Yes. But I actually have some suggestions.
Okay, get in there.
I think that making to-do lists can be really helpful in this situation, and breaking everything down to small tasks and not feeling like you have to get everything unpacked in 2 days. Like that I find really stressful. Like maybe just say, today I'm going to unpack the kitchen boxes and make a to-do list. And then it's so satisfying to check those things off. And then once you've done that, just like chill. Don't feel like you have to set everything up right away. That would be like my number one tip.
I think that's a good, you can take a month to unpack or longer.
Well,
okay. Sorry. I'm just saying you're right. It doesn't all need to be done in the first 48 hours.
Yes, exactly. I mean, you know yourself best and how long you can kind of live with boxes. For me, the max is usually like a week, but you can get a lot done in a week.
Yeah.
The other thing that has often like tripped me up when I move is the urge to not only unpack too quickly, but also to like get new stuff too quickly.
I think that's really good advice, to hold off.
To hold off. Just once you get everything unpacked, kind of live with it for a little bit and really see what you need. Like you will probably end up moving some stuff around of the stuff that you already have, and, you know, start thinking about like, do you need a new table? Like there's just stuff that you think you need at first that you don't end up needing.
Totally.
And I have bought things that I ended up regretting because I was like, I must buy this new thing.
Well, you get that kind of weird itch.
Yes,
too.
Exactly.
And our listener does not have a ton of money to spend on new
totally.
Things right now. So just don't even scratch
don't
the itch.
Don't even scratch the itch. Just like, I know it feels a little impersonal right now because you've said you have more space than you used to, but try to just live with it for a little while and see kind of really what you need. And in terms of like small things that can make it feel more homey, like I would buy like fresh flowers,
plants,
and photographs.
The reason I brought up IKEA is because IKEA has great fake plants.
Mm.
I'm not a great caretaker of plants. And I say I have approximately 4 to 5 different fake plants in my house, in addition to real ones, which also are wonderful and help a space. But they really will fill up a room and make it feel really alive
totally.
And add depth to the space.
Target also now sells some good fake plants.
Yeah.
They sell some fake succulents.
Oh, a fake succulent mm-hmm. goes a long way.
Yeah.
And I think you could also get, you know, like a Target has nice pots, not planters. That's the word I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And fill it with some cheap, you know, plants that can grow in shade.
Yeah.
And that'll add some depth. And
yeah.
I think art.
Yeah.
And art does not need to be expensive.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I said photographs.
Totally.
Like you probably have some family photographs that would be easily
put on walls. And, you know, I think that kind of stuff can just sort of make things feel homier.
Yeah.
But good luck and let us know how it goes.
Congratulations.
And congratulations.
Dory.
Yes, Kate.
Shall I read this email?
Yes, please.
Okay. Hey, ladies. You guys are the best.
Thank you.
Not only are your voices the most soothing sound I've ever heard, but you are hilarious. Anytime I'm stressed at work, I put on this podcast and just dream about having an at-home spa night once 5 o'clock hits. I'm not sure if a similar question has been asked, but what are your go-to products or routines for someone looking to get a head start on having beautiful skin long-term? A little background. I turned 27 about a month ago, and it finally hit me that I need to take care of my skin. I actually started using an SPF on my face every day. I feel so grown up now. I do find that my skin seems a little dull, but Cetaphil face wash is the only wash I've tried that doesn't cause me to break out. It's apparent that I'm a little behind the game, but products are so overwhelming. I would love your advice on the must-haves.
Well, my number one must-have is SPF.
Totes, my goats.
That's the thing that's going to really make the big difference 10 yes. years from now.
Put it on every day.
Slather it on.
Even if it's cloudy. Even yep. if it's January and you live in Minnesota.
I would also say put it on your chest and your neck.
And your hands.
And your hands.
Just get comfortable with sunscreen.
Yeah, just get in there. The other thing is, I think, hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
Stay really hydrated. I mean, a lot of the things that I'm going to say, I feel like are not specifically things to put on your face, but they are more lifestyle things that help keep your skin
Sleep.
Looking good. Sleep, not smoking, not drinking a ton. All of those things are just going to, those are the things that like, you're not going to see an immediate change in 2 days, but like, those are the things that accumulate.
Yeah. Now, Cetaphil face wash is working for the listener. So stay with it.
Yeah. But if your skin is feeling dull, you might need like a exfoliant.
Get in there. Get a little.
Maybe some Pixie Glow Tonic.
I mean, you know I'm a fan.
I know.
There's. You could also get like a scrub exfoliant for mm-hmm, a couple times
mm-hmm,
a week.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say like maybe get yourself a brightening sheet mask to do on Sunday Ooh, nights.
I like a brightening sheet mask.
Yeah. If you're feeling like dullness is the thing you're focused on.
Yeah.
Get a little, that Benton snail bee mask that we've talked about so much in this podcast is I find a brightening mask.
Yeah, it's a good mask.
Yeah. So that
perks
might.
Perks things up.
Perks things up. Really good price point. So maybe check that one out.
Yeah.
But I do think Dory is right that the SPF you're doing is the right move. So stay with that and just glug those 64 ounces of water a day.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do we have another voicemail?
We have time for one more voicemail.
Okay,
let
great.
Me just queue her up here. Hold on. We have a tip.
Ooh.
Would you prefer a question or a tip?
I like a tip.
Okay, well, here we go.
Okay.
Hey, Kate and Dory. My name is Rebecca, and I thought I would jump in the super fun hemorrhoid conversation. I am 24. I have never had a baby, but I deal with IBS-C, so sometimes when you can't poop, you end up with hemorrhoids. Mm-hmm. It's really just a fun and sexy time for me. So I have tried everything from hemorrhoid cream to diaper rash cream, and those things help the discomfort, but they don't necessarily make them go away. I have not tried your wife or suppository recommendations, but the one thing that I have found that has helped every time to completely eliminate them is coconut oil, because clearly it comes from some sort of magic that we don't know about. But just put a little bit of that on there and they go away. And this has been the most personal voicemail I have ever left. But thank you so much for the podcast. Thanks for being comfortable talking about all kinds of fun butt stuff. And I will listen and maybe call you guys later. I don't know. I don't know how to end this. I've never called a podcast before. Okay, bye.
Wow, that is a good first call to a podcast.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tip.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot with the coconut oil on the hemorrhoid tip.
Coconut oil in the butt tip.
I used to use coconut oil on my kid's diaper rash.
Oh.
Among using coconut oil for many other things. Moisturizer.
Did you get the big jug from Costco?
Dora, you know me well.
I sure do.
Did I get a big jug from Costco? Of course I did. Of course I did. It's huge. I have like three in the house.
It's massive. And it's like $10.
It's absurd. But yes, I have used coconut oil for many things, but not hemorrhoid care. So I might try that out if I ever have a need again.
Yes.
Currently,
I mean, God
I
willing, you won't.
Oh my God.
Goddess willing.
Goddess willing.
Dory, well, this was a joy, as always.
Fun.
And, you know, you all can leave us voicemails about coconut oil and hemorrhoids or not about coconut oil and hemorrhoids.
Anything you want.
By calling 781-591-0390. And you can email us at forever35podcast@gmail.com. We might read your email or play your voicemail on the podcast.
And I also want to say thank you to that last listener who made us her first ever podcast phone call.
I feel very honored.
We welcome veterans and newbies of calling podcasts.
Indeed.
Here at Forever 35.
Well, we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.